This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please be part of the conversation. I just want to have so much fun. I know there's some things that I haven't talked about that I probably should. But you've been listening to them all day on 3,000 other stations. First of all, my heart goes out. Prayers go out to the family of the coldly murdered black police officer in New York. A female African-American police officer. Where's the outrage from the black community? And when I say that, I don't mean blacks as a whole. I mean, where is Sharpton? Where's Jackson? Where's all these blacks that are out there screaming about, you know, the bad things that are being done to the black community? Wasn't this woman part of the black community? Or because she was a police officer, apparently she wasn't part of the black community. See, I'm going to nail in this hour. We're going to go through the hypocrisy, and I want to tweet as much of this out as we can. All right, I'm going to go through the hypocrisy of the black community, of our Democrats. Right, the ones in power that think that they are so laser focused on Trump. And actually, I'm actually thinking of this more and more and more, and thinking, you know what? I'm good. I'm good with them focusing on Trump. Let them be laser focused on trying to get him out, because it's just, they're no good at anything else. They can't multitask, and they don't know how to break it up. They've got the whole team focused on one guy. And the beauty is, you can line up a lot of what they are saying Trump is doing wrong. You can line up what Obama did. They were fine with it there. That's why I say it's hypocrisy. You've got somebody like Maxine Waters. She's out there talking about, and then we're going to play this in a second. Now let's just play it, because I'm going to have so much more fun as I'm playing it, because you know me, I can't stop commenting on something. But not only that. It's not just a matter of commenting and talking about what she's saying. But it's really calling out the hypocrisy of these people. Because I find it amazing. And again, I gotta pull this thing up, hold on a second. But as I'm getting to it, it's just amazing that they're good with, they're okay with all the nasties that their people do. You know, it's that simple. It's not a big... losing my voice here. It's not a big deal for them. Oh, come on, stop it. I'm sorry. The best laid plans in radio never work out well, no matter what we do. Anyway, yes, I'll get to it in a second. And there we go, right there. Okay, shut up now, will you please? I've got background noise going on. We're gonna hear. So Maxine came out, and she decided that she was going to tell a group of people what she was going to do to President Trump. Because this self-righteous piece of work has decided she's got all the answers to everything. She knows what's best for you. Right? Wasn't this the one last week we got her? She said the millennials love her because they connect with her. Well, I hope to God she's not right. I don't want millennials connecting with her. I have a lot more hope for the millennials than connecting with her. Okay. I knew this was going to do this to me.
This policy is being led by the President of the United States. First of all, he literally hates Obama and he wants to undo everything that Obama has ever accomplished.
Well, I want to clear that up. I don't believe he actually hates Obama. I think he hates what Obama did. Yes, I believe he wants to undo everything that Obama did to ruin this country. Yeah, I believe that. I believe he wants to do everything that Obama did that hurt this country. The Iranian deal, the Paris Accord, all those things that were bad deals for America that he didn't care about. This guy is out today telling people that American nationalism is bad. I'm sorry. But the man did not love America. How about we get that through people's heads? The way he talks about this country, he doesn't love America, period. And don't give me that stuff where he's trying to make it better again. No, he ruined our relationships in the Middle East. He ruined our relationships with the European. He made us a weaker country. That's why morale is up now in the military.
Yeah, I know, because we have a hate monger, a warmonger, and yeah, that's it.
Because those guys that go into the military to protect us, now they can protect us. We're winning little skirmishes and wars now. Why? Because decisions are being made on the battlefield and not by a community organizer and a bunch of lawyers back in D.C. That's why we're winning on the battlefield. And, you know, the Dems are going to hate all of this. They don't. You know what? I don't think they care either. Now, I'm talking about the rank-and-file Dem. I'm not talking about the Dems that I have as friends. That's a whole different breed of people. But these guys at the top, like Kamala Harris, like Maxine Waters, Pelosi, those people, lost. Totally lost.
He wants to undo his legacy.
I would too. Not his legacy, lady. The damage he did. He wants to undo the damage he did.
Jeff Sessions is a racist.
Yeah, that's old news. That is so old. You know, here's the deal. I'm going to tell you what a hypocrite she is, and the party is as a whole. And here, so Jeff Sessions is a racist because of things he may or may not have done, and frankly, it's been proven that what they say he said he didn't say, and that he actually worked with the black community to help them. But let's move on from that for a second, right? Let's talk about one of their Lord and Saviors. Mr. Jimmy Carter, the peanut guy. I'll play you a piece about him when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material for from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true taste and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, to weeping and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And listen, I head up to the website, therealside.com. There's so much you could do up there to help me out. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right Wing, Bible Thumping White Guy, all those things that you've been taught to hate. You don't have to. I'll give you real information on those things in the book. Also, I've got a shirt, hashtag Stand for America. Stand for your liberty. Stand for your freedom. Don't let them scare you, push you down, or push you back. It's wrong. Do not let them. Don't let them do what they've been doing, which is that they set the narrative. They tell you what to believe. They tell you what the truth is. No, no more. This is a year of calling them out, calling them all out. Do not let anything go. Nothing. So, As Maxine Waters sits there calling us all kinds of names, talking about how racist we are and all this other fun stuff, but only Republicans, and the Dems do it all the time. We're the racists. We're the ones that hate blacks. We hate women. We hate children. We hate clean air. We hate clean water. We hate. Let me give you a little lesson. How about just a little history lesson on one of their gods, Jimmy Carter.
Now, for the benefit of the human race, great moments in Democrat racist history. The year was 1976, and Americans had endured a generation of turmoil and the Vietnam War. But they had found a savior, an agent of hope and change, a peanut farmer from Georgia, Democrat Jimmy Carter. By now, all the white racists are voting Republican, you see. Civil rights, Martin Luther King, it's all behind us by 1976. Yeah. Well, here's what the first black mayor of Gary, Indiana, Richard Hatcher, said about Carter in 1976. Carter was a Frankenstein's monster with a southern drawl, a more cultured version of the old Confederate at the schoolhouse door. Jesse Jackson called Carter a throwback to Hitlerian racism. And Atlanta mayor Maynard Jackson slammed his fist on his desk and shouted, "Is there no white politician I can trust?" Why did these leading black politicians think Carter was racist? It's what he said about public housing, whether government should use it to try to integrate neighborhoods. Carter said, "I have nothing against a community that is made up of people who are Polish or Czech or French Canadian or blacks trying to maintain the ethnic purity of their neighborhoods. This is a natural inclination." 20 years earlier, in 1956, Carter was on the Sumter County School Board. He led an effort to have the site of a new black school relocated. Why? Because it was so close to a white school, black and white kids would end up walking on the same street. Carter's board assured people at a meeting October 5th, "The board will do everything in its power to minimize simultaneous traffic between white and colored students on the way to and from school." How do you compensate in your old age for having been a vile, disgusting racist all your life? Simple. Accuse other people, decent, innocent people, of being racist.
I think an overwhelming portion of the intensely demonstrated animosity toward President Barack Obama is based on the fact that he is a black man.
Guilty dog barking. Let history forever remember Jimma's determination to save those white kids from the terrible colored kids on the streets of Sumter County, Georgia. And given the downward trajectory of Jimma's reputation right about now, it's fitting that the ship they named after him is a submarine. Great moments in Democrat racist history.
That was done by a buddy of mine, Kevin Jackson. But it's perfect. Isn't it perfect? They forget their own history. This is why they have to change history. They have to change the history books. They have to change the mantra. They have to change the words. Because they're the racists. They're the ones that have lived it out. They're the ones that are living out all these things that they're calling us. Maxine Waters has a very, well, I'm not sure she has a memory left. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be nice here. But I love the fact that they're fast to call us out. And now she's saying that Jeff Sessions, so here's my thing. If she can pull up something that happened with Jeff Sessions 20 years ago, then I can pull up Mr. Carter, right? Jimmy Carter's transgressions, and blame the party for that. I can pull up Billy Bob Clinton and his transgressions. Ted Kennedy, Kamala Harris. We're gonna go through those in a minute. But I'm trying to lay a foundation for you here. They can't have it every way. They think they can in their own mind, but they can't. And the people, see, this is what I say. Don't get in their way too much. Let them keep doing what they're doing. They've lost. They've lost 900 seats doing what they're doing. Please don't stop them. Don't slow them down. Don't ruin it for the rest of us.
He's a throwback. We know his record. We know the statements that he's made. As a matter of fact, he said the NAACP and ACLU are communists, and he really did like the KKK.
Yeah, funny how she forgets Mrs. Clinton, who said that she just loved. But what was the guy's name? I knew I was going to blow this. I had his name written down, and I threw it away thinking I'd remember it. Anyhow, she was caught kissing that guy that was the head of the KKK. Right? And then all you people that love Planned Parenthood, Right? All of you that support Planned Parenthood on the left, or that one created by Margaret Sanger, the one where Margaret Sanger wanted to do away with the black population, the undesirables. See, they won't admit to any of that, because that was all about women's rights, women's health. No, it wasn't. So it was, as Joe would say, it was a bunch of malarkey. And nothing to do with women's health. She said herself, she gave speeches to the KKK. She gave speeches talking about how they needed to weed out the undesirables. They had to make sure that they didn't bring people, they didn't bring little ones in the world that were going to suck from humanity. That's him. Senator Robert Byrd, thank you for that. She was giving him a big wet one on the lips. Okay? That's how in love with... They're hypocrites. The same stuff they fight against is the stuff that they're intimately involved with.
Until he learned that they smoke pot. And then there's Betsy DeVos, who is your...
DeVos. DeVos.
She is the education secretary. She's never seen the inside of a classroom.
Yeah, see? Lie. Women, that'll lie. The reason she couldn't... Yeah, she didn't go to school. There you go. The reason she couldn't see the inside of a classroom lately is because your people, Democrats, Union SEIU Democrats, blocked the entrance for her to go in. Because, you know, I don't know what she's going to do. She's going to eat one of those kids alive or something. You're hypocrites. I'm just going to... That's a great word for your party. Hypocrites. Now, again, there's a lot of mainstream Democrats that I deal with on a daily basis. They don't care to be part of it. They won't switch parties, but they don't like what you're doing. I don't even understand that, but whatever.
She's never been on a school board. She's never served in education. Ladies and gentlemen, I have taken off.
So let me see if I get this right. If you've never served on a school board, if you've never been on a board of education, then you can't be any kind. You can't be the Secretary of Ed, huh? Because it's worked out so well in the past. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars would activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Head up to the website. Love your support. My book up there, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, you can get it on Amazon.com, but if you buy it through the website, I'll go ahead and sign it and send it out to you personally. You can get our shirts up there, you know, hashtag stand. There's so much you can do up there, on the website. There's a lot of good stuff, coffee mugs, all that fun stuff, but it does help us. I also want your email address. I send out an email every week to let you know what we're doing, the shows we're going to be doing, guests we're going to be having, that kind of stuff. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Okay, so I am pounding hard on Democrats this hour, but it's not the average Democrat I'm pounding on. I got a lot of friends that are Dems. They're good Americans. They don't subscribe to that hardcore left progressive craziness that's going on. Some of them even feel like their own party has left them already. Many of my family members who vote Republican are all Dems. They're East Coast Dems, Massachusetts Dems. And some of you live in New England, you know what I mean by that. But, you know, we're back to it again. So, Jimmy Carter, outspoken racist. They kept electing him, though. They were good with him. They got behind him. What's the problem? So Maxine Waters is hypocrites out there talking about President Trump and how bad he is, how bad Republicans is, and how bad we are, what racist we are for electing him. So you're not a racist when you elect Jimmy Carter, who openly wouldn't vote to have a school, put a black school on the same side of the street as a white school because, why? They might bump into each other? Oh, yeah, that's good.
The gloves! I am not going to tolerate a president who showed us who he is.
Like Mr. Obama? Showed us how anti-American he is? Showed us how much he hated this country? Showed us how much he didn't care for our military? Showed us how much he was willing to put our military in harm's way? Well, I agree with her. We shouldn't tolerate somebody like that.
In the campaigns, he mocked and mimicked a disabled...
I love that, too. And if you read articles, no, he didn't mock and mimic. But they got to say what they say. It makes them feel better. But here's the problem that they're having. You got the guy from the campaign. They can't understand because they don't work that way. Think about it. They campaign on doing things. They tell you they're going to do stuff, and they lie to you. They don't actually do it. That's how everybody does it, isn't it? No, this man actually went out and said, I'm going to build a wall. I'm going to stop the illegal immigration. I'm going to. And he's doing it all, and it's freaking them out. But to show you the dysphoria they had from the beginning was when, in the first week, when Schumer came out and said, we will not support him. unless he governs from the left. Unless he governs like by a Democrat, which shows you how sick they are. No, think about it. The American people rejected Democrats. Why would we govern like Democrats? It's a sickness, the mental sickness in that light.
Journalist, he said he could grab women by their private parts because he's a celebrity.
Well, okay, he said that. You're okay. You're just totally really mad about that. But when Billy Bob Clinton actually did it, when he actually had to pay out money to settle these suits, you guys didn't care. You ran him. You elected him as president. You had no problem with that. This is why I say you're hypocrites.
And get away with it. He stalked Hillary Clinton. He got in her face.
He stalked her? No, actually, he was running against her. That's what candidates do. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe nobody's run against her in so long. I don't think she's done a debate in forever. I don't know if she knows that both of you share the same stage. Yeah, I know. He walked around on stage. And that's a problem how? She could have done the same thing. Unnerved her. Good. I'm glad he unnerved her. I'm glad he unnerved everybody he unnerved. We need to start thinking different about our politicians, about our politics, about how this is accomplished.
He called her crooked, and everywhere...
She is crooked.
...where they rallied, they said, lock her up! Lock her up!
Yeah, I'm waiting. You know, look, if she's guilty, she should go away. Like anybody else. Nobody is above the law. Nobody. Not Maxine Waters. I'd still love to know how she lives in a $6 million home. The area that she serves has some of the highest black unemployment, black poverty rates in the state of California, second largest amount of blacks in the state of California in her district. She can't even find the place.
We're going to lock him up!
Now, this part I love. She's been calling for his impeachment before he was even sworn into office, but she can't remember that, even though it's video. Even though it's all over the internet that she said that, but she said that she never said it. See, this is the disillusionment that some of these people have. And she's one of them. She said it, now she's saying she didn't say it.
I never thought he would be elected.
No, you're going to stop with I never thought.
Unfortunately, he's elected.
So unfortunately... Yeah, over half the population or half the population in the country or 60-some-odd million people were stupid and racist and dumb, because that's what you do. You did it to your own people, and that's why you lost. When you started calling your own people ignorant, when you started taking it for granted they should vote for you no matter what anyhow because you're for them even though you've done nothing for them, as Trump said on the campaign, I think a big win was when he said, look, you've been voting Democrat for 60 years, you're still living in poverty here in Detroit and other places, what do you have to lose? He went to the coal mine areas and he said, look, you guys have been voting Democrat forever and they're taking your jobs away and they're sending them overseas and they're doing nothing for you. What do you have to lose? And you, Maxine, your tribe just ignored them. Good job.
And so, when it was time for the inauguration and they expected us all to go, I said, I am not about to go to any inauguration. Inaugurations are about honoring the new president, bringing them in, respecting him.
Yeah, we shouldn't give him a chance. We shouldn't do any of that stuff because everything he did on a campaign trail has never been mimicked, has never been part of what the Democrats do. Never, right? This is the hypocrisy. This is what stirs the nastiness. They try to come off as a bunch of self-righteous, you know, they've got everything down. They do what's right for everybody all the time, and it's a lie. It's a flat-out lie.
I don't honor him. I don't respect him.
Yes, but how do we honor you, Maxine? How do we respect you? You never go. The only time you go to, even a couple of weeks ago, you went to your district for a town hall. I don't know if you could find a place, and you wouldn't let the constituents in. Anybody who had a red hat on, you wouldn't let in. Isn't that nice of you? Sure, you care about everybody.
And I'm not going to tolerate him. I am going to do everything that I can do to get him impeached.
There you go.
There's how it works.
Don't let him hang himself. I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to stir up. So this is why I said to you earlier, I hope they stay with this. I hope they do everything they can do, right, to focus on him. Because while they're focusing on him, we'll go ahead and keep winning these elections. We'll keep, you know, all these elections that they were sure they were going to win, they poured all kinds of money into, and they still lost. So let's talk about the hypocrisy of the left. Let's talk about how they don't want to vote for this guy, or we should impeach this guy, because he said he would grab a woman by the crotch. Because he's a celebrity, he can get away with that. But they were fine with Clinton, who actually did it, who actually sexually assaulted, and in some cases may have raped women. That was okay. They looked the other way. His wife calling them sluts and whores. That was okay. This woman was running for president. She said every woman who claims to have been raped should have a voice, but not if they claim that they were raped by her husband, apparently. Hypocrisy and lies. Ted Kennedy at Chappaquiddick. See, I grew up in Massachusetts. The Dems talked about him for years. Some of you may not have, some of you are too young to know this or don't even remember it. But on July 18th, 1969, this is coming up. Mary Jo Kopecky died going home after a night of drinking with Ted Kennedy and a couple of his other married buddies who were out with women that weren't their wives. That's an upright group of family, right? That night, he had a little bit too much to drink. He drove the car off a bridge and into the river. And now I want you to know something. Even after that happened, he got elected in Massachusetts and kept getting elected. Isn't that great? But when I give you the details behind her death, you have to sit there and go, the Dems in Massachusetts had no moral values whatsoever. Absolutely none. And the rank and file of the Democratic Party, same thing. The way they held this guy up as a guy. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual. Regardless of sleep position, My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. No way, Daddy.
We are back.
Yeah.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the polls. A gazillion things you can do. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before I run out of time, I want to get back to this, because I got a lot to hit. So when the Dems come off, especially people like Wasserman Schultz and Maxine Waters and Pelosi and, you know, the rest of them, Sheila Jackson Lee, when they come off like this, you need to throw it right back at them, because they'll elect anybody with a D. They don't care what the rules are or anything else. Come on, think about this. When you look at some of the people that they've elected and they keep electing, I mean, Charlie Rangel got so bad, they finally had to censure him with the amount of things that he was doing wrong, because there was so many things he was doing wrong and illegal that it was bubbling over, surfacing, and people, even people in his own party wouldn't let it go anymore. But let's get back to, you know, they're quick to get on Sessions and, you know, get on all these people about how racist they are and how hateful they are and all this other stuff. And Mrs. Trump hasn't done anything illegal. Nothing. Right? But they had no problem. No problem. They wouldn't talk about it or anything, but they had no problem electing a murderer to the Senate in Massachusetts. And on top of that, They were going to put him up for president. Right? This is, and this guy went to the known. It's a known. It's factual that Ted Kennedy went to the Russians to try to make a deal with them to help him become president. To knock Reagan out and try to become president. Think about that. So on that night, there was a reunion party of a Bobby Kennedy campaign volunteers. Now, Bobby had been assassinated, and it was bad. I mean, nobody should be shot. I mean, again, as much as I may not like or like these people, nobody should be hurt. Nobody should be beat up. Nobody should be killed over this kind of stuff. Now, Teddy was attending this. He was making a thank you speech and drinking vigorously. He was booked into the same hotel as Mary Jo, a 19-year-old young lady, who he offered a lift for whatever reason, planning to seduce her perhaps or not. We don't know. We don't know what the reality was. Now, some people say, you know, this was his girlfriend. Maybe, maybe not. See, unlike them, I would give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't know. He's a married man. Now, they set off together with the car. Several of the party revelers saw them go with Teddy. A quarter of a mile down the dirt road, Teddy saw up ahead a parked police car. He pulled over. He told Mary Jo he couldn't be seen in charge of a car in his drunken condition. It would cause a headline. It would harm his political career. He says, I'll get out and walk to the hotel. He said, you drive and I'll see you there. She agreed and drove off, passing the police car unnoticed. Teddy walked the three quarters of a mile back to the hotel using a newly constructed bridge to the island. Mary Jo, unacquainted with the territory, drove down the old road to the old broken bridge, and she drove into the water. She was alive in the air bubble for 5 hours before she drowned. Teddy came to the hotel, and he didn't see her at the bar. And he shrugged. He went upstairs, and he slept. He came down refreshed to the breakfast room next morning in his yachting jacket, prepared for a day's sailing. A young man approached him and spoke to him, telling him the news. And his face fell. Political advisors flew in and phoned him. And they said the problem was chaotically discussed. He had been seen driving away in the car with the girl, and the police already knew this. She drowned in the car. What to do? What to say? If he said he wasn't in the car at the time, would they believe him? It might look like murder. So a story was fabricated that he was at the wheel. He took the wrong road. Now, see, why do they have to lie about all this? Why did we have to look at the political side of things before we looked at the right side of things? Human life was taken. This is not like he was benefiting $100,000 or some scam at legislative level. This was a human life. So the story was fabricated that he was at the wheel. He took the wrong road. The car drove off the bridge into the water. He got out, but she didn't. He repeatedly died. I remember the story. I do remember the story. And I remember my parents, not my parents, but family members around the table discussing it, and obviously the males not quite believing it. They say he repeatedly dived in to rescue her, and he couldn't find her, and he crawled ashore groggy, went to the hotel, and he went to bed. Immediately he was asked, it's a real simple question, right? Why didn't you call the police? Really, that simple. When you crawled back to the hotel and you cleaned yourself up. So do you have the presence of mind to go back to the hotel and clean yourself up? But you didn't have the presence of mind to call the police. Why? Maybe because he had too much booze in him. Maybe he knew he couldn't tell us, he wouldn't be able to tell the same story. Why did he leave the scene of the accident? He started to stutter and the whole story started to fall apart. He went on television and said there seemed to be a curse on his family. And this looked very self-serving, even sinister to a degree, right? A couple of days later, men landed on the moon. Front cover of Private Eye showed him saying to Richard Nixon, can I drive you home? I mean, they really beat up on him. But what was the real truth here? Now, there was a cop on duty, you know, on the county road at the end, we come to find out. And why nobody really got down to what happened? Okay, can we get the political the political part of the story out of this? Can we get the... Hey, Ted, you got cancer. You're dying in 3 months. Now's the time to tell the truth. Right? Now her parents demanded an autopsy, and they got one. And when you find and what they found out was that she didn't die right away. Yeah, I know, it's tough, isn't it? She didn't die right away. She died after being in that car for hours. Can you imagine if he had called the police? I know, ifs and buts and all that fun stuff. If he had called the police, what do you think might have happened? You think that maybe, just maybe, she might be alive today to talk about what took place that night? Maybe he was at the wheel. I don't know. I have no idea. But I'll tell you that this for them to brush this aside and want this man as president, because the only thing that he had his eye on was being elected. Didn't care who died. He was so concerned about being elected or reelected that he wasn't willing to deal with making sure this woman stayed alive. Now, I'm also understanding Kamala Harris has got some problems with her past. She's got a few scandals in her back. Now, I don't know if any of this is true. I don't know anybody that close to her that can tell me whether it's true. But when you think about how she rose to power, what did she ever do? Does anybody know? Right? I mean, she has been around the Democrat Party for years. She went after Sessions pretty hard, you know, this self-righteous person. Now, this is Kamala Harris who said at Hillary's last rally last year that Hillary can bring America where opportunity is open to everyone, where everyone plays by the same set of rules. But, you know, this is really funny by them because they don't play by the same set of rules at all. This is the same Kamala Harris who some allege that she slept her way to the top, that she was wrecking her marriages along the way. She didn't care. Right? She never really had a job for any length of time. She had boyfriends in different areas of different areas of politics that were able to get her in. Willie Brown, everybody knows how notoriously corrupt he was. He was the mayor of San Francisco. He was 60 and Speaker of the California House. Harris was 29. He was married. She was ambitious. My understanding is she broke up that marriage. And, you know, stayed in the Sacramento group for quite some time. San Francisco Chronicle columnist Herb Kane once called Harris the Speaker's new steady. She was appointed by Brown to two separate high-paying jobs. One that cost you taxpayers $72,000 a year on one job, $92,000 a year on another. So, this rising star, what's her claim to fame? What did she actually do? You know, if what they're saying about her is true, why isn't anybody questioning this? They had better people than her for this. I didn't much care for her, but there was another Democrat. See, in California now, it's the two top vote getters. So the two top vote getters get a place on the ticket. And since it's mostly Democrats, Democrats have, 3-1 in California on registration, who else is going to show up on the ticket? Sure as heck's not going to be Republican in most cases. The dumb thing for the state to do. Well, I guess if you're Democrat, it's a great thing to do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting. Hey, we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about inauguration addresses. And if you can tell what party a president belongs to by his address. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.